Second major issue is home healthcare fraud and hospice fraud. So let's just clear this up. Hospice, end of life, designed 40 years ago, a beautiful program that's designed to take care of you because you have cancer and you're not going to survive more than 6 months. To do that, the federal government says, we're going to trade your Medicare benefit for hospice benefit. So you give up Medicare, because why would you want to have coverage for things you're never going to use? You're dying. You want to die with dignity and grace. It's a beautiful program. Unfortunately, in California and other states, fraudsters have stolen your Medicare number, taken it, and given you hospice you didn't want, which means if you get sick and go to the ER, you're not getting care. And you can't even find out what happened because you weren't in the mix of this. There have been a lot of people complaining about this over the years, including people that should have been listened to, like the Auditor General of California, who in 2022 raised this issue to the current governor, and for some reason they have not taken action. Unfortunately, we have a reality that, again, we got to face. A third of all hospices, a third of all these programs in the entire country are in Los Angeles. Ask yourself, how is that possible? It's not. There are not that many people dying in Los Angeles. We're not talking about California, just Los Angeles. So Kim and the team, with Janine Ugo and a bunch of other great folks, went through the list of all the people, and we believe that at least half of the hospices in the entire area around Los Angeles are fraudulent. And today we announce 800 of those hospices have been suspended. That's getting us, you know, close to where we think we should be. 800 hospices that last year charged the federal taxpayer $1.4 billion will no longer be paid. Now, Mr. Vice President, if your core business was shut down by the federal government, would you call?
Yes.
You would call. Crickets. We have less than 20 who have complained. We're not even sure those are legitimate. 800 hospices shut down, and we're not hearing much. It's crickets out there.